Perek Tes, Mishnah Dalet. Kishem Shem Alu La Yerdu, just like we said beforehand, that there are some psulim, that if they go up in the Mizbeach should not be taken down, Kach, the same thing would apply, that Em Yerdu, if they were for some reason taken off, La Yalu, they should not be returned. In other words, if they were taken up by mistake, and they're still there, we don't need to take it down. But if for some reason they were taken down, we do not have to return them. Because the Mizbeach is not Mekadesh to that extent that we would have to bring it back up onto the Mizbeach. V'kulan sh'alu chayim l'resh ha-Mizbeach. Any of these psulim, that the animal was taken to the top of the Mizbeach while it was alive, yerdu, in that case, it should be taken down, even according to Rabbi Akiva, who says that a balmum can be left on the Mizbeach, but the din of Mizbeach Mekadesh, Esaro'iloi, does not apply to Bali Mumin that are alive. The Mishnah continues, Oila she'olsa chaya l'resh ha-Mizbeach, if a carbon oila was brought alive to the top of the Mizbeach, teired, it should be taken down. The Yachin points out that although we established earlier that it's really mutter to shecht an animal on top of the Mizbeach, it's only aser midrabanan because of gezeira shema yatil gilalim. Nevertheless, the mizbeach is not mikadish it while it is alive. Shachata b'resh ha-mizbeach. If it was shechted at the top of the mizbeach, yavshit v'inatech b'mkayma, then the kohanim should do the skinning of the animal and the cutting of the animal into pieces on top of the mizbeach. However, the innards, the intestines, they should be taken down, cleaned, and then brought back up out of respect for the Mizbeach. Mishnah Hey, V'elu and the following him alu yerdu. If they went up to the Mizbeach, they should be taken down no matter what. Basar Kachay Kachim. The flesh of a carbon which has the level of Kedusha of Kachay Kachim, the highest level of Kedusha, that this meat, if it is supposed to be eaten by the Kohanim, it has no place and no role being on top of the Mizbeach. Therefore, the Mizbeach will not be Mekadesh it, and therefore it should be taken off and eaten by the Kohanim. Ubasar Kachim Kalim, or the meat of Kachim Kalim, which is definitely eaten by the Kohanim, it should not be on the Mizbeach. Umaisar Ha'aymer, the leftovers of the carbon Ha'aymer as well. Ushtei Ha'lechem, or the two breads, V'lechem Ha'panim, V'shiyari Menachos. All of these are items that are eaten by the Kohanim, so therefore the Mizbeach is not Mekadesh them. V'haketeres, or the keteres, which is not roi to the Mizbeach HaChitzon, it is only roi to the Mizbeach HaPnimi, so therefore Mizbeach HaChitzon would not be Mekadesh it at all, and the din would be im alu yerdu. Now the Mishnah gives us another case. HaTzemer Sheberoshei Kvasim, the wool which is found on the heads of sheep. Now, the Bartanura points out that when they skinned the animals, they didn't usually skin the heads, so you did have hair, that's the wool, on top of the heads. Or haseir shebizakan hatiyoshim. Or the beards of the goats. V'hatzamais. Or bones, v'hagidim, sinews, v'akarnayim, horns, tlafim, hooves. Bizman shei mechubarim, if they're attached to the part of the animal that's supposed to be put on the mizbeach, yalu, they may go up with it. Shenem, like it says, v'hiktir ha-koyin es ha-kol ha-mizbecha, all should be put on the mizbeach. Parshu, but once they separated from the parts of the animal that are supposed to be put on the mizbeach, lo yalu, they should not be brought on the mizbeach. Shenem, like it says, v'asisa oylei secha ha-basar v'hadam, you should make the oyla, which refers to the flesh and the blood, and these parts, the hair or the hooves, etc., once they're detached from the carbon, should not be brought onto the Mizbeach.